hiking is an activity a lot of us in Arizona take part in, whether it's casual with the dog or something deeply challenging. But the focus tends to be on the physical aspects of it, on how our muscles feel, or the snapping of the twigs under our shoes. In his new book, On Trails and Exploration, Robert Moore looks at trails in multiple ways, from the physical to the spiritual to the technological. He was inspired to write about his experiences while on a trek on the Appalachian Trail, and Robert Moore is with me. Robert, the word trail brings along with it multiple meanings, a lot of depth. How much does a trail we make with our feet as hikers, for example, have in common with what we'd label a spiritual trail we've chosen? Are those parallel?
I think in a very real sense they are, although it isn't immediately apparent to people when you start thinking about it, especially because the words we use the word trail and we use the word path, and those two words are often used in different ways. We often say a spiritual path, your career path. These are things that are projecting forward through space and time and are sort of leading you forward. And then we talk about our trail, which oftentimes we think of as projecting backwards behind us. And then in the hiking trail, those two things, or the trail through a path, or the trail through a field, those two things kind of come together. And that's where I find it really quite beautiful, in the sense of all of us as walkers, and I mean that in a metaphorical sense, walkers trying to move through this life and make sense of it, navigate this chaotic landscape that is the universe, leaving these trails behind us, which then other people can pick up and follow and become their paths forward. So I think that there is a very real and close connection between the physical trail and the metaphorical one.
It's interesting when you use the word chaotic, because I think when, and again, I'm simplifying this a bit, but when we think about going on trails, and I mean in the more the concrete sense, it does feel like in some senses that can be an opportunity for us to get away from some of the chaos of our everyday lives. Did you find that at all? I mean, is that part of what inspired you to write this sort of book?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. When I went to hike the Appalachian Trail in 2009, that was something I thought about a lot, is that the act of walking is an act of simplification in a way, right? Because you can't carry everything with you. You can't carry your whole house with you. So you got to start leaving things behind. And at the same time, the trail really simplifies your travel, right? It makes your life a lot easier. You just follow the trail. A lot of hikers on the Appalachian Trail don't even have maps. They don't carry any form of navigation. They don't have a GPS. I had a very small pocket compass, but that was about it. And so your life out there is very simplified. And that simplicity, especially in the modern world where we have so many options, we're sort of just a dizzying array of choices we can make every day. That simplification, I think, is a really special thing.
I was wondering about the technology aspect of things and how that has changed how we approach any sort of solitary part of our lives. How do you think technology has changed how we look in general at trails and the trails we take?
Well, there's two aspects to that. The one aspect is, I think that technology is increasingly, in terms of the wilderness aspect, you know, trails through the wilderness, which is how most people, I think, interact with trails, there is more and more technology which allows us to navigate more easily. So, of course, you do have GPS. You also have a lot of new tracking devices like Spot, which will help locate you if you get lost. And then increasingly, you have cell phones and smartphones. And so in a certain sense, I think people are going out on trails with less and less experience and more of a sense of a safety net, a technological safety net. You saw it just recently. There was a woman, a story in the Post about her who died not 2 miles from the Appalachian Trail, which is a really tragic story. She was wandering off the trail looking for a cell phone signal and actually became disoriented, and rather than finding her way back to the trail, she moved farther away from it, looking for this cell phone signal. Ultimately, sat down, waited for rescue, waited 26 days, and she starved to death, which is a pretty terrible thing, and that's a real sadness. But at the same time, she had made the mistake of not having enough knowledge, enough wilderness knowledge. Enough wilderness know-how to get out safely. So that's one aspect. I think that people are going into the wilderness, especially going hiking on trails, with a lot more technology with them. The other side of things, from my perspective, is I see the internet as a kind of wilderness of trails. Mm-hmm. In fact, a place where if you think of a trail as connecting one town to the next or one place to the next, there's a real, very real evolution from trails to roads to railways, highways, and then to the internet, which is this vast connection of trails, which allows information to flow from one place to another very, very quickly. But what happens is, if you have too many trails, it actually no longer is useful. You're not reducing the complexity of the universe at all. In fact, you're just adding another layer of complexity on top of it. So what you see with the internet is attempts to manage this incredible array of trails, this vast profusion of connections. And that's something I think we're still trying to think through as a society.
It's KJZZ's Here and Now. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix talking with author Robert Moore. His book is called On Trails and Exploration. Robert, one thing that struck me is I was thinking about how much of being a human is about creating and following a trail, and how much is more about sort of going off the trail to take the road less traveled.
Yeah, I think that's a really fundamental human question, and it differs from culture to culture. I think in America especially, we have a very individualistic mindset. And if you read back through, you know, the canon of nature writing dating back to Thoreau and Emerson, there's a very strong emphasis on self-reliance. Thoreau in particular had a real horror of following trails. He describes a trail forming from his backyard to Walden Pond and sees it as this physical embodiment of the conformity and habit making. And he wants to break out of all of those trails. He never talks about walking on roads or walking on paths. It's always walking across a blank field, because that was his philosophical mission, was to find new ground. And so I think that there's a kind of interplay between path formation and path breaking, meaning that we need to form paths through our lives to make sense out of the world. But then when those paths become too followed, when too many people are walking the same path, and again, I mean this physically and metaphorically, it becomes necessary to start breaking off. I think of this even in terms of language. You know, someone will coin a new term, and for a while it's very useful and has a certain cachet, and then over time it lapses into cliché. And I think that making of cliché, that sort of arc, takes place in all sorts of life, because if you're too afraid to break from the trail, then you're just going to be following something blindly, and it won't lead you where you want to go in your life. But at the same time, if you never follow a trail, you're going to be fighting your way through the brambles and the thorn bushes, and life's going to be pretty tough for you.
Well, how much in general is a trail about following our own path, and how much of it is about collaborating with other humans and having that be a way for us to come together?
The way that I see it is that it's predominantly about working with other people. I mean, the thing that I find so beautiful about trails is that they don't have any one author. Obviously, as a writer, I think of it in these terms, but it's not like a book which one person writes. You almost never see a trail that one person created. It's always a collective creation. It's always a sort of communal creation and a nameless creation. And yet, it's something that improves with every person who walks a trail. Everyone is editing it a little bit. So each step you take, each little shortcut you take, changes that trail a little bit. So it's really something we all create together, and we pass down from one to another to help us speed our way.
Author Robert Moore, we've been talking about his first book. It's called On Trails and Exploration. And Robert, thank you for the conversation.
Thanks so much.